T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's kick off the weekend by asking the most respected Houston sports writer of all time anything you want. Submit your questions to the text line 713-572-4610. Include hashtag Dear John, along with name and city. And for today's Dear John, let's open up the mailbag.
All right, good to see you fellas in studio. Been a while since I've done a little Dear John with y'all out on the Bullets and Bugs tour. We got Stephanie in Kingwood. Dear John, with Arch Manning and other high-level recruits heading to Austin, is Texas really back?
Stephanie, they're not going to be back automatically because of the class of 2023, but they've recruited great. They've recruited great before and not won 10 games. And I think they'll obviously be better. They're not going to be 5-7. I can't imagine. If they are, then somebody else will get to coach Arch Manning, because they'll get rid of Sarkisian like they do all their coaches after a couple of years if they bomb out. And but I think that by the time these guys mature, they're going to be playing Alabama and LSU and not Baylor and TCU.
So you don't think they're back?
I think they're back better than what they were last year, but all the way back, they haven't had a great quarterback since Vince Young.
Yeah, a lot of head coaches in recent years for the Burnt Orange.
Lots.
A lot of them. All right, Everett in the Woodlands. Dear John, looks like a semi-relationship question for you, John. My wife's feet have gotten so dry that when we sleep at night and her feet touch me, it makes me cringe. Do I say something to her or do I hold my tongue?
Everett, how about grabbing those feet and putting some lotion on them and giving them a massage and get rid of that flakiness?
Yeah, you got to moisturize, man. The dried, cracked feet, that's a tough one, especially when you're spooning.
I'm gonna bring her old gift card to the pedicure. Yeah, we got to do more joint than down that. The street, man. Yeah.
I'd let my toenails get along on purpose. And when Carol's asleep, I'd reach over there and act like I was asleep and scratch her calves with my long toenails just out of meanness. Ooh, she was mad.
What the hell?
John, why would you do that on purpose?
Why would you do that?
I mean, it'd take you a while to let them nails get over the end of the toes, man.
Well, if you went, yeah.
So you, hold on, you're growing them out for that purpose?
No, I just I grew them out and then found a use for them.
I was about to say, not cutting.
Her feet would be cold. She'd put them on mine and tell her move the feet. She wouldn't do it. I'd give her a little scratch there while I was, huh? What? She kept those cold feet off of me.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God.
Werewolf McClain.
This has been a hot topic of discussion. I know we hit on it a little bit earlier, but Brandon in Nacogdoches, he says, Dear John, should Astros fans be worried about Pena and Yordan after their collision yesterday?
Until we see them back, Brandon, absolutely. Neither one of them look like they're going to be out for long, and I'm not as familiar with the baseball concussion protocol as I am the NFL, but it's Pena that I was worried about because, as I said earlier, running into Alvarez like running into a telephone pole. So I'm guessing they won't be out for long. Wouldn't it be something if the Astros beat the Yankees without both of them?
Oh, they're going to. They're going to.
Yeah, with the exception of Jake Odorizzi, anytime somebody brings the card out, like, you have to have some level of concern, except for Jake.
I just work here.
All right, Vincent in Midtown. Dear John, when a man is in a relationship, how often should guys be able to go out for drinks with their boys?
That's a great question. That's a great one.
I would think, depending on your age and how long you've been in your relationship, I think once a week ought to be enough, and you ought to let your wife go out with her friends once a week. And I think if you got kids, you take care of those kids, and you tell her to go out and have fun.
Oh, that's it. That's a good one. Boy, do I push that. You get on out.
So at least once a week.
Keep them checked
once
up.
Once a week.
How much notice do you think you should have to give your bros, John?
I think a couple days, including in case she's got plans, in case she's got something special for dinner.
A couple days, right?
Don't do it at the last minute.
So, like, especially if two of your buddies have kids, right, and you want to go out at, like, 6 o'clock to tell them at, like, 5:30. Yeah. Hey, you want to go grab
Can't
beers?
Do that.
Come on, man. I appreciate that, John. That's a great question.
Martin in Houston. Martin in Houston. Dear John, who is the player that was underutilized for the Texans last year that you think will have a bigger role in this season?
That is a great question. And right away, I think Chris Conley, the receiver, is fast and he's 6'3", and he has had, a lot of catches a couple times in his career. I never understood why they didn't utilize him more. I would say Chris Conley.
Chris Conley.
We always go offensively with that. And I'm trying to think of the defensive side of the ball if there's somebody who just didn't get a lot of time. And Ross Blacklock is the closest one that I can think of.
He didn't get a lot of time for a reason.
But as I was going to say, he didn't actually deserve it. Brevin Jordan is the one that comes to mind immediately.
Yeah, well, he wasn't ready mentally.
Yeah, but he started to come on at the end of the
year.
Garrett
Wallow's another one came on near the end of the year.
Yeah, there was something. Yeah, Garrett Wallow could be one defensively. There was something between him and Davis Mills there late, Brevin Jordan. So Brevin would be the one that comes to mind the most that wasn't utilized that much.
I wanted to add the list, touchdown Pharaoh Brown, baby. Now I know he
Pro
was
Bowl not, tight end.
That's it. All pro, I think is what
all
it was.
All pro is what he said.
But
yes.
I understand there was a reason why, but I do think he is a guy that could correct those issues and be a guy we get more production out of this next season.
Well, that'd be good because they need it.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.